On Wednesday afternoon, Republican candidate for Senate Scott Milne got his first and only chance at a one-on-one debate with incumbent Democrat Patrick Leahy. Milne used the occasion to level some blistering criticism at his opponent. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Leahy says voters will not respond favorably to the, quote, negative campaign tactics.
Scott Milne wasted no time getting to the two issues that have defined his campaign for the U.S. Senate. And in response to an opening question about what he'd do as senator to improve economic prospects for Vermonters, Milne offered this.
First of all, I think what's gone wrong in Washington over the last 50 years is this deadly concoction of career politicians being propped up election after election by special interest money.
For Milne, incumbent Senator Patrick Leahy is the embodiment of that, quote, deadly concoction. And Milne says the senator's 42-year tenure and his campaign's reliance on contributions from corporate political action committees render him incapable of representing Vermonters effectively in Washington, D.C.
You're a poster child for getting sucked into this love of money way of getting your political career extended. My election will be a message from Vermont that we're sick and tired of the way things are going in Washington. We need to have a government of the many, not for the few.
Leahy says Milne's admonitions are not resonating with voters. According to recent polls by VPR and WCAX, Leahy holds a comfortable lead over his Republican challenger.
My opponents run only a negative campaign, and people don't like negative campaigns.
What people do like, Leahy says, are results. And Leahy says he's delivered them in spades during his 7 terms in office.
Instead of just going on a negative campaign saying everything I'm against, I can talk about things I've done and I'm for.
Leahy says his 4-decade tenure has earned him seniority that has had a direct financial benefit for the state.
People have seen what I've done for Vermont, what I've been able to do after Hurricane Irene, the fact that I could bring far more money to Vermont than anybody else. They've seen me work with farmers, with veterans.
Milne, however, says the platform he's running on would bring the institutional reforms needed to restore order to Congress.
I think term limits and campaign finance reform will do wonders to not only get our United States Senate back on track, but to get America back on track.
Milne has been especially critical of Leahy's fundraising apparatus. The incumbent senator has raised more than $1 million in this cycle alone from political action committees, many linked to corporate entities. Though his fellow Vermont senator, Bernie Sanders, has sworn off contributions from corporate PACs, Leahy says he can't afford to.
But I'm not in a time of Citizens United, which apparently my my opponent supports a man who would maintain it. I'm not going to unilaterally disarm.
Leahy hasn't had a close race in 25 years. Voters will decide whether to buck that trend when they head to the polls on November 8th. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.